Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to another episode of the Pop Off Podcast, one of the only reliable things which I can count on week to week in my life at this point. This week we are joined with Everett Williams and we discuss the brand new Miley Cyrus cover we literally can't stop playing, Love Island's secret relationship, and Meghan and Harry's brand new reality show. I'm hoping that we're going to find out what goes on behind the doors of Buckingham Palace. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Everett, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm very, very excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me and I can't wait.
It is so weird right now because this is actually the first time on the Pop-Up Podcast we've gone international, everyone. We're international, baby. And it's like,
oh my gosh, wow.
Like sunlight for you and it's pitch black outside for me right now. I'm extremely jealous. I was about to ask you what the weather is like and I somehow always seem to do it at the start of every episode. And I feel like it's the worst trait quite ever possible because I feel like whenever anyone talks about the weather, it's because they've got nothing to talk about. But I'm genuinely interested because you live in LA, right?
Yes.
So what's the weather like in October there?
Right now, it's only 11 a.m. and it's already in the 90s, actually. So, which is equivalent to plus 30 for you guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be really hot today and I think it's going to last until around the end of October and then it starts to kind of cool down, but we really don't see much chilly weather at all.
Okay, I'm extremely jealous. I wore my coat for the first time in like 6 months the other day.
I'm actually jealous of that because I miss like cloudy weather and I miss rain and I miss being able to like pull out sweaters and coats and just being able to just, I don't know, have that full moment. Like, I feel like I don't get that anymore.
You know, I'm not too mad about it this year because I feel like the only thing with everything that's going on in the world right now, which stops me feeling like I'm living the same day every single day, is the weather changing. Like, this is the first year of my life when I'm thankful that the United Kingdom is like 30 degrees one day and then pouring with rain the next day, snowing the next day, and then back to like 20. But, right, enough chat about the weather. This is not a bloody weather podcast. This week, Miley Cyrus released her cover of Heart of Glass at the iHeartRadio Awards, and it's pretty much gone viral on TikTok. Have you heard it?
I actually heard it first on TikTok.
Yes.
And I was in bed. Oh my gosh, I was in bed and I heard it and I was like, when did this cover happen? Like, I was so confused because like I didn't watch the iHeartRadio like actually live. So I was super confused and I was like, when did she actually do this and how am I just now hearing this? And I had to like deep dive right into it because I was like, no, this, I have to hear the full thing because you only get like a snippet on TikTok. Yeah.
It is so good. I have gone back and watched it probably too many times that I'd actually like to publicly announce, but it's like addictive. I'll be like lying in bed at like 3 a.m. at night and I'll be like just about to go to sleep and I'll be like, wait, hang on a minute. Before I actually sleep, I just need to listen to this cover one more time.
It's true. It's so true. Like, even just her stage presence in the video, it's just everything about it is so, so, so amazing.
I feel like she's in a really good stage right now in her career. Like, I'm enjoying every cover she's releasing, every song, every outfit. It's just all, like, hitting the spot perfectly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very excited for what is coming forward. I was actually really nervous when I heard about her, like, throat surgery she had to get.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was wondering what that was going to do to her. And now, after she released this, I'm very confident that she has some things coming.
I've always been such a big Miley Cyrus fan. Like, I used to have, when Hannah Montana was on Disney Channel, I don't know if you remember, there used to be, like, toothbrushes, which played songs while you brush your teeth. I think it was to, like, actually help. I'm pretty sure the song played for exactly 2 minutes, so you knew how long to brush your teeth, but I could actually be completely making that up. So if the singing toothbrush company is listening to this podcast, that was alleged. I don't want a lawsuit against me, but I've always been a fan of her. But this is probably my favorite time that I've been obsessed with her ever since her whole We Can't Stop, Wrecking Ball, twerking on the Blurred Lines guy at the VMA stage of life.
Yes.
That was like, honestly, a pivotal moment. I was like only 13, 14, and I would be watching Miley Cyrus twerking with a firm finger like on repeat on YouTube.
It made a moment. It made it literally, it changed the way that we all thought, I feel.
Because I feel like Disney Channel stars always, they used to go off the rails a bit, and then, but they just kind of like fall off when they went off the rails. Like, they'll dabble in the party scene in LA, and then they get like maybe some nudes leaked, and then you would never hear of them again until they like appear on like some rehab show 10 years later on.
But, oh my gosh, exactly.
But Miley's like crazy era was like the peak of her career. I found it so funny. But I just love her. I feel like she can do no wrong.
Yeah, I think like I was like in the car trying to listen to the song, to the cover, and I would have to like play it through YouTube and everything like that. And then now she just released it on streaming. So it's literally been the only thing that I've been playing recently.
I know. It's so good. And everything that we need. It's the one light of 2020 that we're getting so far.
I know.
Love Island has not been on our screens on ITV2 since, well, actually technically it has, because we've been watching Love Island US, but not really watching Love Island US, but it's not been on our screens properly since January. There is still a whole lot of drama going on with the Winter Love Island cast. Now, did you I know you guys have your own version of Love Island America, but have you ever watched British Love Island, America Love Island?
I've watched like some of American Love Island, but not a whole lot. And I haven't watched the UK version.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've never properly watched the US version, but I've heard that the season that's on right now is really good. But there's been a whole lot of drama with the people, well, one guy in, we just basically had a winter season. It was the first time. They like flew to South Africa. It was a whole ordeal. And then it basically was to say the least. But there was this guy, and it's come out this week that he basically had a girlfriend the whole time he was on the show, and he told the girl that he was only going on the show to like, you know, get some Instagram followers and a teeth whitening brand deal. And now he's still with the girl who he met on Love Island 6 months later. They're still together, and the secret girlfriend is finally like gotten bored of it and has come out and been like, he's still trying to convince me that we're together, this is all a lie, like, you guys have been this, it's all for publicity, it is all kicking off. It feels like a plot line from Waterloo Road or like EastEnders or some, or even some like Pretty Little Lies. Like, it just doesn't feel true, like what is actually going on right now. And it's so funny because he was so like random on the show, he wasn't even that, like, he was maybe on the show for like 4 days, and now he's causing it. But I just actually do not understand what went through the original girlfriend's head. Like, if my partner ever came to me and went, by the way, I've actually applied for Love Island in secret, been accepted, and I would love for you to support me while I'm on national television cracking on with other people, I actually don't understand why that girl would ever agree to it.
Yeah, I don't think that would like play very well in my life if that was like a situation that I found myself in. And I feel like, I don't know what someone would be thinking like that, that the end goal would be ending well.
I think the girl might have thought that. I've sat and thought about this a few times and tried to really map out what the girl's thought process could have been, which benefited her in the long run, that she would.
Right.
Like, okay, he might get some teeth whitening brand deals and maybe like some random clothing collaboration, but that in no way, shape, or form will be benefiting you.
Yeah, I don't know. That's it. Maybe she just wanted to be like that supportive girlfriend that really supported
it. I mean, I genuinely am speechless, and I don't understand. And the guy's just come forward and being like, I actually, like, this is all, she's crazy. I want to marry this girl from Love Island. And it is actually like a real life sitcom or like a telenova. Like, it just doesn't feel real.
Wow.
But I guess I'm not complaining, because I could deal with some form of entertainment with what's going on right now. Everything's dry.
Did he at least get what he wanted? Did he get his Instagram followers in?
I don't even think so. Like, I forgot this guy existed until this came out like last week. And now it's out. I was like, oh my God, I completely forgot this man existed. If I walked past him in the street, I wouldn't even blink twice. But I mean, technically now I guess he's getting what he wants, because I'm sure everyone's flocking over to his page to see what's happening. So,
right.
I mean, it worked in the long run, I guess, but that was just a 6 months long run.
Okay,
has been, and this has been like a whirlwind trying to follow over the past week, a lot going on with Meghan and Harry, Harry and Meghan, the royal couple that I feel like everybody loves. So they originally like signed on with Netflix, and I remember talking about this like a few weeks ago, to like join a creative team, I think, or it wasn't like they weren't going to be doing a show. They were just sort of doing something behind the scenes. Then it came out at the start of the week that they were doing a reality TV series on Netflix. And I was like, I don't think Queen Lizzie sat in Buckingham Palace would be approving of this. So I don't really know what's going on. Like, is this going to be a Keeping Up with the Kardashians situation with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry? But now it's come out that it's a fly-on-the-wall documentary about their charity work, but Netflix are trying to get as much of their personal life involved as possible. And if it means that I get to find out some, like, gossip about what goes on behind the scenes at Buckingham Palace, I'm very excited.
I think you and the rest of the world are.
Literally. I think it's so funny because I always forget that the royal family exists, and I feel like everybody outside of the UK think, like, the Queen is, I don't know, on everybody's bedroom wall, like a poster girl. But I always forget they exist until this whole Meghan drama happened. But, I mean, have you watched Selling Sunset?
I watched some of it, yeah.
Yeah. What I'm picturing with this is Selling Sunset meets Meghan and Harry and Kate and Will.
I saw the articles online, and all of the headlines, what I noticed, they were all saying different things.
Yeah.
Like, no one actually, like, knew what was happening, and like, some were saying that the claims were, like, shot down, and some were saying that it's in full force, and so, honestly, I guess we'll just find out day by day is what we're taking at this.
I feel like they are quite secretive people. I mean, you would be if you're part of the royal family. You're not exactly going
right.
to be uploading your Eggs Benedict at like a local cafe on your Insta story at 9 a.m. if you're Prince Harry. But, I mean, there was that whole thing. I don't know if you ever heard about this, but I don't think, I mean, actually, I was about to like slate Prince Harry, but I don't know what the rules are of talking about royal family. I don't know if I'm going to have the like Queen Elizabeth knocking on my one bedroom flat door
right.
tomorrow
She'll
morning.
Actually be on your wall.
Let me just take it back, because I know some people get quite attached to the royal family, and I don't want to offend anyone, but it's
I'm excited
just
to see what does happen, though. I mean, I feel like that's a part of the world that a lot of people don't know a whole lot about, and it'll be a really cool way to, like, see the inside of that.
Yeah. I just, if we don't even get a reality TV show out of this, I at least want, like, a feature-length movie.
Exactly.
And I would, like, I mean, Meghan Markle could play herself. She's an actress herself. Oh my god, they could get the guy who played Ron Weasley to play Prince Harry. Wow.
Oh my gosh, that would be perfect.
I know, they're both ginger, so I don't really know what else would need to be ticked off the casting list other than ginger
hair.
Yeah,
also, has he been in much lately?
I don't know. I think he just had he just had a baby with...
Oh, wow.
I don't know if this film's a thing in America. I always do this whenever I see American people. I'm always like, I act like it's some crazy different country, and I'm like, have you ever heard of, like, Bacon? Have you heard of the film Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging?
I haven't.
It is, honestly, probably what 90% of my personality is based off of to this day. It's,
oh, wow.
Like,
I need to watch.
Yeah, it's one of those real traditional, like, British teen girl chick flicks.
I love.
It's great. It's, like, very much the type of thing that you watch when you're feeling sorry for yourself and you need to reboost some self-esteem. But he had a baby with the girl who played the main character in that. So congrats to him, I guess.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I mean, yeah,
news.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, we all love a baby. I mean, actually, that's a complete lie. I don't love babies.
Yeah, I'm not. Don't sign me up for that.
I don't mind, actually, the one I don't mind is celebrity babies, because I'm, the likelihood of me ever seeing them is, quite frankly, like, below the floor. And their outfits are always, like, their outfits is probably more than my entire life savings, and the kids are going to grow out of it in 2 weeks anyway, so I love living for the rich. Here on the Pop-Off Podcast, we have a trending list, which is basically everything that is on our radar in pop culture and the celebrity world. And at the top of this week's trending list, we have a brand new TV show which started on the weekend. It is called Little Mix The Search. And, I mean, the title is quite self-explanatory. It is Little Mix searching for a new band. Now, I'm assuming it's not out in America yet, but the premise of the show is literally they audition people, and then they put them in bands, and then the winner gets to go on tour with Little Mix.
Oh.
It's cool.
Wow. It's,
like, how big are Little Mix over in America?
Not super, super big. Mm. But, I mean, like, honestly, like, things that we love and, like, California and New York and other major cities of the United States, like the rest of the country, like doesn't get for like years.
So. Because I remember like back ages ago, there was the whole Fifth Harmony versus Little Mix.
Oh yeah.
Like which girl brand is going to reign supreme. And then Little Mix is still massive over here. Like they're literally everywhere. But yeah, I feel like they're the only girl band who's like out right now.
Yeah, I feel like there is a huge gap in like even just boy band, girl bands in general. Like what happened?
Yeah,
I feel like they all just disappeared.
Because they used to all be like such a massive fit. Like at the start of like 2010s, there was girl bands and boy bands popping out faster than the bloody days were coming by. But they've all just like fallen off the gun tree now.
They all just decided that they were going to go solo and just leave everybody else behind.
But the show is actually really good. I think it's on BBC if anybody's not watched it, and I would very much recommend to a friend. Cinderella remake. I'm just going to put this out here before I even get into it. I'm not a Disney fan, so this just goes straight for me. But I think it's Netflix has decided to do a remake of Cinderella starring Camila Cabello as Cinderella. And to be fair, the cast is actually really good. They have Billy Porter as the fairy godmother. And then also in the cast, there's Pierce Brosnan, Idina Menzel, James Corden, and Missy Elliott. That is quite possibly the most random group of people ever put together. but, I mean, it's a good cast.
Yeah, I will say, I think Billy Porter will make a beautiful fairy godmother.
Uh-huh. As soon as I read that, I was like, I've never seen like a more perfect casting for a role ever. but yeah, as much as the cast is exciting, all I can think back to is that Cats movie.
Oh no.
And that was the last like big like celebrity ensemble cast where all the parts were done by A-list celebs. And I have still traumatic flashbacks to this film. So I'm at least praying that Cinderella's not going to go down that route because that film was it was a fever dream.
I really hope that it's more up to par. I mean, yeah, I feel like Cats here just really took people in a very like not well way because everyone wanted to love it so much and everyone was like kind of excited, and then when they actually started seeing it, they just like slowly realized that like the reality of what it was going to be, and everyone was really sad. But and now, so like some people really defend that film still and they really, really love it. And there's others that are just like, this is crazy. I honestly don't know, but they have their cult fans still. And I guess that's at least something to leave with.
I just remember like, because there was so much hype around it, because there was so much hype. And then the trailer dropped, and I just remember the entire of Twitter's reaction being like, what the did I just watch? Like, within a 1 minute 30 trailer, everybody's like hopes and dreams were slashed into pieces.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, Twitter's reactions are the most entertaining thing on earth. So that wasn't the reactions from even just the trailer was enough of entertainment for the whole film for me.
It made up for like the millions of box office lost just for this weird reactions.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I probably won't watch the film. I'm not a Disney fan. I'm not. Are you?
I mean, I guess I'm not much of a Disney fan. I really love animation and things like that, but I'll do like Pixar, those films, but Disney, especially Cinderella, I don't know if it's my thing.
I don't know what it was about Cinderella, but out of all the Disney princesses, she was always the one that I just got bad vibes from.
Oh my gosh, not Snow White, the one with the apple.
I didn't mind Snow White. I think it's because And there was like the dwarves. And I was like, if she has seven people on her side, then she must at least have some redeeming qualities.
True.
Cinderella, everyone hated her. The stepmom hated her, the stepsisters hated her. And I won't lie, the common denominator in that situation is Cinderella being the bad vibes.
Right? She made mice work for her. Like,
that's evil. The poor mice. Like, where is Peter or RSPCA when you need them to sort out the animal cruelty? Gosh. Okay, but I'm sure Camila Cabello will not be displaying animal cruelty with the mice on set. Literally, as in about 30 minutes or an hour before we start recording this podcast, TMZ reported, so, I mean, when it comes to TMZ, I'm going to stick in the word allegedly, that Nicki Minaj has just had a baby.
Oh.
Like, today, half an hour before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I am extremely excited. I love Nicki.
Same. Oh, my gosh.
I think she's going to be a great mother.
I do, too. And I think that when she, like, I feel like this past, like, in 2019, there was a lot of, like, ups and downs for her. Mm. And, like, with everything that happened with Queen and, like, all of, like, the drama between her and Cardi and all this stuff. And, like, I was kind of like, I'm going to, like, step back and let her have her moment and figure out what she needs to. And then I feel like she really came into 2020 with, like, a whole new head on her shoulders.
Yeah.
And she was just like, I am that. Am I allowed to curse on here?
Yeah, you are.
I was like, I am that bitch. And I am going to, like, redeem everything that I'm so amazing at. And I heard everything that she's released this year has been so good. And I'm just so happy that she's back to where she was, and now she has a baby.
I know. I feel like 2020 is a year, because I get what you mean. Like, past, like, maybe 3 years, it's all sort of been a bit, like, up in the air. But no, after 10 years in the industry, she's not only got one number one, but two number ones this year, and had a baby. I don't really know what more you can ask for in 1 year.
Exactly. 2020 has been fine for her.
I know. And I feel like when it comes to Nicki and Cardi, everybody always overshadows their actual, like, talent and music with their beef. And it, well,
exactly.
It's just so annoying, because, like, no one ever does that about any males in the industry, in the same industry.
At all. Oh my gosh, it's so annoying. And it's also annoying that after all of that happened, then, like, a lot of other female rappers came into the game and were just, like, clean slate, and it was totally fine, and they just, like, rose all the way to the top.
But yeah, it's actually been a great year for female rap in general.
Really has.
But congratulations to Nicki. I mean, not that she's ever going to hear this, but just putting out into the universe, Nicki, congratulations. And finally, on this week's trending list, although I will say, a quick spoiler alert to everybody from the UK, if you are watching Love Island US in real time, I'm pretty sure the UK is 2 weeks behind, so maybe skip ahead a few minutes if you don't want it to be spoiled. But last night in America, it was the final, and Justine and Caleb were the winners. I didn't watch it properly, I just watched YouTube clips, but from the YouTube clips, I'm actually quite happy with the winner. I don't know, did you watch any of the clips, or did you watch any episodes?
I feel like I followed mostly just, like, through Twitter, because it was always trending whenever it was on, so it was easy to kind of, like, get your snippets there, and then I exited.
Honestly, whenever it comes to Love Island, whether it's UK, US, Australia, I think Sweden and Nigeria are coming out with versions, I don't actually think you need to watch the episodes. All you need to do is look at the hashtag every night, and you will be probably more than caught up than what actually happened, because you'll be also getting, like, the stuff which didn't get aired. I'd never get, like, too worried whenever Love Island's airing in the UK if I miss an episode, because I can literally watch it from wherever I am just through the live tweets.
Literally, I feel like, yeah, I didn't even watch an episode, and I know who Justine and Caleb are.
But they seem so sweet, and their acceptance speech was so nice. They seem very much in love, and I feel like they were really good winners. From the hashtag, they seem like the right winners.
Right, everyone seemed to love them the most, so they deserved it.
Exactly. I'm just gonna go with the public mask, because that way I can't be hated.
Exactly.
Finally, every week on the Pop-Up Podcast, we finish the episode with a poll. Now, we've just previously spoken about the Cinderella remake, which is, I think, coming to Netflix, don't trust me. And also, I think, honestly, 2020 has been so long. I don't know if this was announced in 2020 or if it was announced in 2019. At this point, it could have been 7 years ago. But the Little Mermaid remake with, I think it's Hallie from Chloe X Hallie. I think she's starring in it. Is also coming soon. My question to everyone is, which one are you more excited for, the Cinderella or the Little Mermaid remix? Me personally, Little Mermaid. I love Chloe and Halle. I think they're gonna make great. She's gonna make a great mermaid. What about you?
I think I will probably agree with you. I think the songs are iconic of of the movie, so I'm excited for that.
I know.
Like, and also, just I feel like there's so much more fun that can happen with that movie.
100%. I can't wait to see how they do it, because it's like, Cinderella, what's she gonna do? Turn up to a ball, maybe drop like a $70 like Topshop slipper off, gets dropped off again. Whereas Little Mermaid, she's going under the water. It's a mermaid, like a mythical creature.
Like, who's playing Ursula? What, like, the fish? Like,
oh, very excited.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm very excited to see that one. I think that I will probably choose that one over Cinderella at this point.
Let us know which remake Let us know which remake. Okay. Let us know which. That is a. It's like red lorry, yellow lorry. Let us know which remake you are more excited for over on the poll on our Instagram at Pop Off Podcast. Everett, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much. This was my first podcast, and this was really fun. And now I want to just be on it all the time. So whenever you want to discuss anything, let me know.
Whenever you want to hop over the pond again, gosh, me with that terminology. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. As always, if you enjoyed it, make sure you subscribe to us. You can find us on Spotify, Global Player, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen to your podcasts. Leave us a review, and we will see you next Monday for another episode. Goodbye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.